Kat Brady is with the Community Alliance on Prisons and told the House Committee on Judiciary and Hawaiian Affairs that the price of the cash bail system can linger for years.
We think that criminalizing poverty just clogs up the system and it ruins people's lives. Even a few days in jail can actually impact somebody lifelong.
Honolulu Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Mark Tom says he's not opposed to different types of bail reform, but there needs to be a mechanism in place.
You can't just get rid of the system in place without replacing it with a system. What is that new system going to look like? And how is that going to, and how does that interact with the court system? So I don't think the department is opposed to different types of bail reform or pretrial reform. However, it's just the devils are in the detail on what that system would look like.
Maui Public Defender Ben Lowenthal says ending cash bail for certain pretrial detainees is not only the right thing to do, but it could also help reduce the spread of COVID-19 from jails into communities.
With COVID in the jail and the risk of it spreading quickly beyond the jail, the dichotomy is flipped. And you have to ask yourself, for certain types of offenses and certain types of people, the community may actually be safer with less people in the jail. And so I do think it's a concept that is far overdue, and it can't come soon enough.
The committee approved the measure with amendments. SB 1260 now moves to the House Finance Committee for further discussion. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.